Dámy a pánové, dobré odpoledne, vítejte v Černínském paláci. Právě skončilo jednání českého ministra zahraničních věcí Karla Schwarzenberga a argentinského ministra zahraničních věcí Jorge Tajani. Jako prvnímu dám slovo opět panu ministrovi Schwarzenbergovi.
Tak bylo by velkým potěšením pozdravit zde ministra zahraničí Argentinské republiky. Je to, jak bych řekl, na druhém konci světa, nicméně ohromná země, která má taky dost velikou kolonii našich krajanů tam, už po dlouhé generace, a která je nesmírně fascinující země, jak se táhne až hluboko na jejich Antarktidě. Málo se z vás ví, že česká antarktická stanice je pouhých 80 km vedle argentinský, takže dobře spolupracujeme, to se všechno daří. A opravdu máme výborné a bezproblémové vztahy, které taky se více a více rozvinují, hlavně v hospodářské sféře, ale i kulturní. Máme České středisko v Buenos Aires, Česká divadla jiné a hudební tělesa jezdí do Argentiny. Otevřelo se na druhé straně díky argentinské iniciativě Latinské americké centrum v České republice. Krátce a dobře můžeme s uspokojením zjistit, že přes velikou vzdálenost ty vztahy jsou velmi dobré, skoro bych řekl veselé, také různé české podniky, už československé, dlouho působili zdárně v Argentině. Doufáme, že se nám podaří navázat na tuto dobrou stránku minulosti. A z těch všech důvodů jsem byl velice rád, že jsem pana ministra zde mohl pozdravit. Nesmíme zapomenout, že asi největší událost, kterou budeme hostit v Praze během našeho předsednictví, bude právě setkání Evropské unie s takzvanou Rio skupinou, která združuje latinskoamerické země. To bude opravdu velká událost a velmi důležité. O té jsme samozřejmě mluvili vůbec o spolupráci nejen s Argentinou, nýbrž s Jižní Amerikou, která taky po návštěvě pana premiéra při konferenci v Limě na jaře tohoto roku se dala do určeného postupu. Krátce je taková radost pro ministra zahraničí, když může přijmout návštěvu, kde toho času všechno se vyvíjí v kladném smyslu. Tak to by byla krátká zpráva.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was glad to be able to welcome the foreign minister of Argentina, Jorge Tajani. It's a big country which lies on the different end of the world. It is a huge, fascinating country stretching down to Antarctica. Perhaps not many of you might know that the Czech Antarctic Station lies only about 80 kilometers away from the Argentinian coast. We spoke about our relations, about our economic and cultural relations, which are all developing very well. We have a Czech center in Buenos Aires. The Czech theaters and other art groups travel quite often to Argentina. So I believe that despite the great distance, our relations are very satisfactory. They might be called very good or even very warm relations. As we know, in the past, the Czechoslovak companies were pretty active in Argentina, and we only hope that we'll be able to take up upon this historical experience. The biggest event of our presidency in the first half of the next year will be the meeting of EU and the Rio group that associates the South American countries. It is going to be a really very important event, and this is also what we discussed with the minister. So I must say that for a foreign minister, it is very pleasant to discuss the mutual relations with his counterpart from a country which, as I said, despite the distance, is so close to us.
Well, good afternoon for all. I just want to say that I'm very happy to be here, and it's a great honor for me as a Minister of Foreign Relations of Argentina to visit the Czech Republic, to be in this city and to have meeting with our colleague and with other ministers. I think that this visit is a clear example of the new stage in which are entering our bilateral relations. We have good political and diplomatic relations, and we have good economic and trade relations. But in both areas, we think that we can strengthen the relation very, very, very strongly. We have also good relations in the cultural and educational and scientific and technological arena. We are countries that share principles and have to be with liberty, with freedom, and with human rights. We have a very important cooperation in the multilateral arena, working for the strengthening of international law and the international institution. And at the bilateral level, we think that we can do a different step to try to move forward the relation. As Minister told, we are far, but also we are neighbors. If we are neighbors in Antarctica, we used to work, and we need to work as neighbors. Clearly, we have an invitation for the President to come to visit the Czech Republic. It will be an honor for him. We will have a visit. Now is arrived. Today is arriving our Vice Minister for Scientists and Technological Innovation. We will have a visit of the Czech Minister of Education the next month to Argentina. Today enter in force an agreement on cooperation in economic and industrial area, and as part of this meeting we will have a joint committee in the next year, surely in Buenos Aires. This was arranged in a meeting with the Minister of Industry and Trade, and well, we are very happy to work together. We found very easy discussion issues with our Czech counterparts, and for sure we will help on the preparation of the meeting of the Rio Group and the UE here in the next May, and we offer our support completely to obtain a great success on that meeting.
Thank you very much. Dámy a pánové, nyní je prostor pro vaše otázky. Ladies and gentlemen, now you can ask your questions. Are there any questions? Yes. Czech News Agency, Česká tisková kancelář.
Dobrý den, Petrová, ČTK. Já bych se chtěla zeptat, jestli byste nám mohli přiblížit, jaká budou témata toho summitu Rio, který se bude konat v Praze.
I'd like to ask whether you could tell us in greater detail something about the topics to be discussed at the EU Rio summit.
Well, you know that the Rio group is a group committed to democracy and human development. It's a group that was created more than 20 years ago, when the transition to democracy began in Latin America, and had made a very great job in supporting the path that transition to democracy and helping now to strengthen the democracies in the continent. It's a very representative group of countries, and in the meeting with the UA, we will discuss the different points that we have. We have several issues that are important. The real group is not a trade group, so I'm not going to discuss about the trade or free trade area or or trade negotiation, because it's not their particularity, but that are going to discuss for sure the way in which democracy and freedom can be support and strength. We will also discuss the international situation that, as you know, is under difficult times, and we'll see in which situation we are in the next year. And we will talk about the reform of the international organization, especially the UN. I think that we will not also, we also need to talk about the reform of the international financial system that is clearly showing problems and need to be rebuilt. And also, of course, we are going to discuss the relation between the region, the Latin American countries, and the European Union. Of course, one issue will be also the immigration issue, that is an important topic for Latin American countries.
Thank you. Pane ministře, chcete něco dodat?
Ne, myslím, tady bylo vlastně celkově všechno obsaženo, o čem budeme mluvit. Důležité je, aby opravdu Evropa zintenzivněla své vztahy s Latinskou Amerikou, která byla trošku opomenuta. A obzvláště pro nás, státy ve vnitrozemí, který nemáme tradiční vztahy jako námořní vztahy, jako námořní státy, vztahy s Jižní Amerikou, jsou tato setkání velice důležitá, protože se seznámíme s našimi protějšky, seznámíme se s problémy zájmy těchto zemí, a tudíž jsem velice rád, že toto setkání se skutečně během našeho předsednictví tady uprostřed Evropy.
I believe that everything has already been said. I would just only like to add that we believe that it will be very important that Europe will be able to make the relations with South America more intensive, because it is true that this continent has been sort of neglected slightly in the relations between the European Union and other regions of the world. It is also very important for us, an inland country, because the inland countries that don't have traditional marine relations with South America will be able to build the new relations, to get to know our counterparts, and that's why I think that it is very important that this historical summit is going to take part in the Czech Republic, in the center of Europe.
Nějaké další otázky?
Gustavo Mofi, FF. Mr. Tajana, you have led a delegation of Argentinian businessmen here, 30 companies. Could you elaborate on the success of this mission?
Well, they are a multi-sectoral team from food, machinery, plastic, wine, software, I think different tourism, very different sectors. And they are, we have yesterday here a seminar about how to make business in Argentina. And now, since yesterday evening, today, and I think tomorrow morning, they are having meetings with their different counterparts. So we will have a clear outcome of the process tomorrow, but till now it's for us very, very, very clear that there are a lot of opportunity, and that in different sectors you can have opportunity, not only for trade, selling wine from Argentina and in the Czech Republic, but also to have joint ventures and possibility of cooperation between industry. For example, I think that it's near to close an arrangement between two industries, the machinery industry, that have the opportunity, that have different dimensions, so they can help one to another in the region, for example, in Brazil and Chile and the rest of South America, and work together. I think that what is showing this meeting till now, and tomorrow we will have a more clear outcome, is showing that there are a lot of room for trade, for investment, and for joint venture. And I think that is clear that South America, in particular Argentina, have been doing well for the last year, for the last several years, and then now is when we can improve that links, because Czech Republic also have finalized their process with the European Union, with the NATO, that took a lot of their energy in the last several years, and Argentina is finally, after 6 years of recovery, putting back the crisis that they have and looking for a long period of prosperity.
Pokud nejsou žádné další otázky, nejsou? Tak ještě dovolte, abych dodala, že na dnešním jednání bylo českou a argentinskou stranou podepsáno memorandum o spolupráci mezi Diplomatickou akademií Ministerstva zahraničních věcí České republiky a Národním institutem zahraniční služby Ministerstva zahraničních věcí mezinárodního obchodu a náboženství Argentinské republiky. Za českou stranu toto memorandum podepsala ředitelka Diplomatické akademie Irena Krasnická a za argentinskou stranu velvyslanec Argentinské republiky v České republice Juan Eduardo Fleming.
If there are no more questions, I'd like to give you one more piece of information. At today's meeting, both parties signed a memorandum on cooperation between the Diplomatic Academy of the Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs and between the National Institute of Foreign Services, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Trade and Religion of the Republic of Argentina. On the Czech part, the memorandum was signed by Irena Krasnická, the director of the Diplomatic Academy of the Foreign Ministry, and on the Argentinian side by Juan Eduardo Fleming, the Argentinian ambassador.
Dámy a pánové, děkuji, že jste přišli do Černínského paláce. Hezký den.